I was walking my dog last week past our local cemetery when I saw a block of black granite behind the fence. The city of St. Helena put it there to honor our town's fallen soldiers. Having never seen it up close, I passed through the cemetery gates for a better look. On its honed surface, I counted 5 wars and 28 names belonging to St. Helena men who had died in combat thousands of miles from home. Each war had its own column of names. Afghanistan, a war still in progress, had only one name, Derek Benson. Derek, a Navy SEAL Petty Officer First Class, died in a helicopter crash in 2011 while helping an Army Ranger squad under attack. He was 28. While I remembered reading about his death, seeing his name alone on that stone made me long for knowledge of the person he'd been, not as a soldier, but in my community. I've lived in St. Helena for 15 years, so there's a good chance I crossed paths with Derek at the grocery store, local cinema, or a football game. I went to my computer and typed his name into my browser. An image of a handsome young man in a blue V-neck shirt grinned at me. The resemblance to my son was so striking, it was hard to continue. From news clips, I learned Derek hated the water when he was little, that he grew up in nearby Angwin and played football at our local high school. In a class of 140 SEAL trainees, he was one of only 19 to graduate. He died a month before the end of his tour, leaving behind a toddler son and a girlfriend he was to marry. He was going to be a flight instructor when he left the Navy. The more I read, the better I knew Derek, which felt good. Now that I know him, there's no way I will ever forget his name there in the cemetery. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.